I remember my first talk I gave up here. It was, may have been 12 or 13, I don't remember exactly. Some of you weren't here, but I read a story about a boy and his sister, and this was taken out of a book of accumulated stories that someone put together. And the girl was dying, or she was severely sick, and she needed some blood. So the parents of the two kids went to the boy and asked if he would give his sister some blood so that she could get better and live. And the boy said, okay. And after they took the blood from him, they gave it to his sister. She got better. And he asked his dad, he said, how soon until I die? Because he thought if he gave her his blood that he wasn't going to live. And the person that put this story in her book of stories said that that was the best story she had ever heard of love, the best story she had ever heard of giving. And I went on to explain in that talk that that isn't the best story of love and giving. That doesn't even come anywhere close. And that's kind of the point I want to get across tonight. We all hear a bunch of stories and books, and we watch movies that may be moving, may motivate us or move us with feelings we have and get us thinking about things. But there is a story we find here in the Bible that is obviously so much more powerful than any story that could ever be told. We read in John chapter 3, we all know this verse, John chapter 3 verse 16, it says, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whoever believes in him should not perish, but have everlasting life." And just in that verse, we read of the best story that could ever be told. Of course, there's more details to it, but that's just short and sweet in that one verse. And we're given a list of instructions that we can follow to get to heaven. And if it wasn't for God sending his Son, then we would not have that opportunity to obtain eternal life in heaven. We read in Mark 16, verse 16, it says, "He who believes and is baptized will be saved. He who does not believe will be condemned." We're able to be saved through Jesus and his death on the cross. And he raised the third day and overcame death. And because of that, we can have that gift of eternal life if we obey him and obey the things he has told us to do. If you have not been baptized this evening, now is the time to come forward and name his name, confess his name, and repent of your sins and start that walk. And after you've been baptized, you are to continue in that walk of faith, continue to be faithful to Christ and to do what he has told us to do. If you have been baptized but you have fallen off that path, don't delay anymore. Come forward and repent of those sins. Make it known if it is public, and go into your closet and pray. If it is not, make your life right with God tonight as we stand and sing.